You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 18th, 2020. What are we going to do about the rioting in our nation? What laws can be put in effect that we're not using? The Department of Justice sending a memo to U.S. attorneys across the nation, urging federal prosecutors to bring harsh penalties against rioters, and even sedition charges could be applied. The sedition statute does not require proof of a plot to overthrow the government, according to the memo. It instead could be used when a defendant tries to oppose the government authority by force. This comes as the Justice Department have been confirming they're looking for a way whether they could bring criminal and or civil rights charges against local officials who are doing nothing to stop the violence in their cities. Well, I guess somebody got the word to Nancy, hey, you need to come out and say something about this. So she finally, Nancy Pelosi finally said, and I'm going to quote, this is after months of violent protest in Democrat-controlled cities. She says, and I quote, we support peaceful demonstrations. We participate in them. They are part of the essence of our democracy. That does not include looting, starting fires, or rioting. They should be prosecuted. That is lawlessness. Went on to say, I'm proud, she said, that Joe Biden has presented the clarity of that. I have not seen that kind of clarity from Joe, really. And I certainly have not seen that from his VP candidate, Harris, who was an attorney general herself, big on law and order. In fact, she's been sending money the groups to get people and the protesters arrested out of jail. And they weren't arrested just because they were peaceful protesters. Take note of this. The NRA, its political victory fund, which is a political action committee, raised more than $1.7 million last month. $1.7 million, beating the number it raised in 2016 of August. And it had done more in that month ahead of any presidential election in 2016. Now they broke that number again. The NRA getting additional support while others are trying to destroy it. And, of course, claiming anybody that's a member of the NRA is a danger to the society. How many mass shootings have involved a member of the NRA? How many? None. That doesn't mean one won't be involved in such a shooting and be a member of the NRA, but none at this point. Rasmussen report coming out saying large majorities of black and other minority, likely U.S. voters, are concerned about a potential shortage of police in their communities, and rightly so. According to the survey, 84% of black, likely U.S. voters, are concerned about a shortage of those officers. 70% of other minorities are concerned. And a majority of likely voters in another Rasmussen poll finds that a majority of likely voters want Blue Lives Matter laws that would punish anyone attacking police, to put an end on the war on cops, or should start punishing anybody who attacks. By the way, in Chicago, Dateline, hundreds gathered the other night for a Back the Blue rally in Jefferson Park in Chicago. There was a counter-protest on the other side against Back the Blue. Trump administration moving forward to ban Americans from downloading TikTok and WeChat on Sunday. That means the Chinese-owned messaging and payment app WeChat will be blocked for video downloads. You could expect problem if you rely on it. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, saying he would bet on an effective and safe coronavirus vaccine by November or December. Well, that's not good news for those who want us to continue to be locked down and so worried right up until the election and use that against Trump. Wildfires continue in the far west, California, Oregon, Washington State. A lot of lives lost already. Now a firefighter dying in a California wildfire. That was a fire, they say, was set by a gender reveal party. Folks sending off a pyrotechnic fireworks to show if it's going to be a baby girl or boy. A life is coming. But life was paid.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Tom Wellington and his staff at Wellington Environmental have certainly been busy over the last several weeks, making sure businesses and hospitals and nursing homes are clear of COVID-19. As you begin to reopen, try to restart your business, I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. They can come in, assess the situation at a very reasonable cost, and make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And even after you're open, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to contact Wellington Environmental. And not only for COVID-19, for any other threat, mold, any toxic situation. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. In business for 30 years, you know they're doing it right. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality and lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Those things a young man should know. Down on my knees and begging, I plead to learn a little bit more. All that woman told me to pray. I saw heaven every day. All she could.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President Ronald Reagan made a statement back in 1969, referenced to UC Berkeley rioting, as he was trying to address the issue. Many were saying, well, you need to negotiate, you need to negotiate. Listen to what he had to say.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
As long as they were doing it in the name of social protest, it's okay to break any law you want. That was in the 60s. Now, what happened at UC Berkeley ended up getting really, really bad. We're going to talk about that in more detail a little bit later in this hour, as we look at different ways to control riots and what can be done, what's the most effective way, especially not just protesters, but rioters. And I cannot emphasize enough a difference between peaceful protest, guaranteed by the First Amendment, a peaceful assembly, but when you start throwing things, setting fires, attacking civilians or police or federal agents, you are no longer covered by the First Amendment. And coupled with that, you've got a war on cops reinitiating. It's always been there. It's just being fed again. And yet you would have some on the left say, no, that's a false narrative. There's no war on cops. I'd be willing to say that anyone on the mainstream media who doesn't believe that cops are under attack and are targets does not have someone that they love working in law enforcement, at least on the streets, on patrols, and sometimes just sitting at a transit station to make sure no one gets a purse stolen. That's what happened the other day in L.A., the sheriff's deputies. Two deputies, fresh rookies, 14 months they'd been on the force. Now, I'm not trying to dismiss what they could handle, but generally at that point, they're still considered rookies. And you never really want to put two rookies on one spot unless you know it's going to be a very calm and not a big deal. And how and why it happened, I still don't know, don't have an answer. But they were just sitting there and they're supposed to watch over the Metro Transit. And again, maybe the biggest thing they might expect is a purse snatching or someone trying to get on without paying a ticket, or maybe someone being drunk or urinating on the subway, on the Metro, something like that. But while they're sitting there, a guy walks up, points a pistol at them, and unloads. The one on the passenger side, a 31-year-old woman who had been a librarian, decides she wanted to help support police and become a police officer, mother of a 6-year-old. Took bullets to her torso and one bullet shattering her jaw. And yet she was able to get out and go around and help get her partner out who had been at the steering wheel, who took a shot to his head. His forehead, it wasn't clear how bad it was at that point. Bleeding air, she got him out of the vehicle, got him behind a column to protect him in case the guy came back, and trying to radio in for help, which they had a hard time understanding because she could barely speak. And we just had another California officer ambushed in what appeared to be an unprovoked attack in Oildale, California. The deputy arrived, located a reported stolen vehicle. As he's dealing with that vehicle, as he's looking for information on the stolen vehicle, somebody runs up behind him, starts with the deputy and the suspect because he was being attacked, he says, by the man who ran up behind him. Unprovoked, the deputy fired 3 shots at the man, who ended up surviving. And, of course, the deputy is on administrative leave. And if you remember the other day when the officers were shot in L.A., the sheriff's deputies, there were people at the Metro station shouting down to them as other officers began to arrive and help them. Hope you die. Hope you effing die. And also showing up in front of the emergency care entrance shouting, these are pigs. F the police. Hope they all die. You don't think there's a war on cops? The Department of Justice memo I mentioned in news and commentary at the top of the hour that went out the other day, yesterday, encouraging U.S. attorneys, federal prosecutors, to start using the sedition statute if they need it to go after rioters. And according to the memo, the sedition statute does not require proof of a plot to overthrow the government, but it can be used when a defendant tries to oppose government authority by force. In other words, if they continue fighting. Well, they cite in the memo a hypothetical example. A group has conspired to take a federal courthouse or other federal property by force. That's hypothetical, but it actually happened, of course, in Portland, Oregon. Numerous clashes night after night between law enforcement and protesters, rioters, because they're throwing things at the police, aiming powerful laser beams into their eyes, temporarily blinding them. You've been around when someone had an old-fashioned flash bulb, or even they have their camera on their iPhone and they flash it and it hits you in the eye just right, and you can't really see anything for a moment. And when you do, maybe you still have spots in your eyes, but that's what these officers were experiencing, basically blinded at that moment. And, of course, they want to look at, according to the New York Times, Attorney General Barr asking federal prosecutors to explore whether Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, Democrat, could be charged over her city's police-free autonomous zone during that Capitol Hill protest chop. And, of course, the mayor says that's chilling, a latest abuse of power by the Trump administration. Lady, you swore to protect your citizens. You had citizens endangered. You had businesses had to be closed down. And then you had fatal shootings inside that chop zone. And police were not allowed inside. And you and others are also pushing to defund police across the nation. I read again in the news and commentary a moment ago. A new Rasmussen poll released. According to this survey, 84% of black likely U.S. voters are concerned about a possible shortage of police officers. Well, of course they are. They know you cut police forces and police availability. Which communities are going to suffer the most? Where are you not going to have enough officers when trouble comes along the way? 70% of other minorities had the same concern. 66% of whites shared the same concern. But let's be honest about it. You want to talk white privilege. Most of the whites probably live in areas where they're not going to see nightly violence. And yet there are places in various parts of the country, St. Louis city area. I'd done a report decades ago about the violence that was escalating then, and I was told by one mother, we put our children to bed at night to the lullaby of shots being fired. And sometimes we don't put them in the bed, we put them under the bed. Maybe they won't be hit in case somebody drives by and starts shooting. And the Rasmussen report notes that following the assassination attempt on those two officers in L.A., the sheriff's deputies, most whites, blacks, and other minority voters are in general agreement there is a war on police in America today. The same survey, 59% of likely voters support enactment of a Blue Lives Matter law in their state, something that would label violence against police and first responders as a hate crime that would incur expanded penalties. 25% oppose such a Blue Lives Matter law. And I would again say of that 25%, they don't have anybody they love that serves as a police officer or a first responder. And I remind you of the leftist attitude you see in Virginia when it comes to war on cops and giving a green light to those who want to attack them, saying it would no longer be a felony to attack a police or an emergency technician or a firefighter unless you cause, quote, bodily injury. If you throw something at them and they duck and they're not hit, well, you didn't hit them. There's no bodily injury. You could arrest them, but it's not going to be a felony. Now, if it hits and just leaves a bruise, would that be considered a bodily injury? I don't know, because they don't really know either. But you could spit on someone. That's not going to bodily injure them unless you have a disease or virus and it gets into their eye or their system. And that could be weeks, months down the road. No, we have to give more support for our law enforcement. And standing in the ranks of the law enforcement are Americans of all colors. I'll even say all genders. That would include members of the LGBTQ community have members who serve as police officers. And religions. I do want to point something out that I saw happen, reference this L.A. case the other day. And this is something I have fought for decades in newsrooms. When the shooting went down, the video was posted of the gunman shooting at the officers in their vehicle. Well, you could see by looking at the video a kind of a description. But a general description was then put out among police agencies. Maybe they couldn't even see it. Was a dark-skinned male, a black male, or something like that. I used to have to fight reporters and producers constantly when something would be going down and they describe as a middle age or middle height black male. I said, we're not going to do that. You got to give me more details. Well, that's all police give us. Then you go back and find out, because you just basically put so many black males under a blanket and said they could be a suspect. That's not good enough. Find out something like what they were wearing. Now, granted, they might change clothing, but at the moment of the crime, what were they wearing? I do not want, and I will not read, police are looking for a suspect identified as a black male, 10 years. I said it will not happen when I'm reading it. Well, we don't know the age. I understand that. But they were wearing something. If they weren't wearing something, then we got another description you can add. Running naked down the street. I think that guy would be spotted pretty fast. But you cannot just simply say police are looking for a black male. Oh, you're right. I'm furious. I'm upset over that. It happened again the other day in L.A. with the sheriff's department. Now, I don't know who to find fault for it, and I don't know how the mainstream media or the stations in that area covered it, if they used it that fashion. But I would guarantee you, if I'd been on the anchor desk and they submit that to me, we're not reading it. We're just saying we're looking for a gunman. And here's a video. You judge what you're seeing. I'd mentioned Nancy Pelosi is finally coming around and trying to denounce the rioting going on. But you got other Democrats who just have said nothing, including Kamala Harris. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Every night, every single night of the Democrat National Committee Convention, the National Convention for the Democrats, there was rioting underway in Portland and elsewhere. And they never said word one at their convention about the violence in the streets. Not one. Their silence, obviously, complicit in encouraging more. But now they want you to believe, well, we're all about law and order. No, they're not. Democrat leadership on various levels failing for when it comes to law and order. Portland Mayor Wheeler was cracking down not on the rioters, but police. He banned the Portland police from using tear gas to disperse rioters. We're going to talk about tear gas, rubber bullets, and other efforts to control and stop rioting in the next segment. But you still have other Democrat leaders that are echoing the call to defund police. Nancy Pelosi finally issuing a statement saying, we support peaceful demonstrations. That does not include looting, starting fires, or rioting. But she said nothing when activists were tearing down a statue of Christopher Columbus in Baltimore. She said, people will do what they do. But she wants you to believe that I am against violence in the streets and said, I'm very proud Joe Biden has presented that clarity. Joe Biden has not presented that clarity. In fact, Joe Biden, along with his running mate, Kamala Harris, have been supporting and encouraging money be given to a bail fund that was created in Minneapolis, the MN Freedom Fund, to raise money to post bail for those arrested for protesting. Now, when they say protesting, they mean peaceful, but generally those arrested were not peaceful protests. But the money isn't even going for that. A new document release shows that how this money is being used. A lot of the money put in this fund, backed and supported by verbal and maybe their money, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, just released the guy, a 36-year-old, charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct, raping a 8-year-old girl. He couldn't get out of jail, didn't have the bail money. So they reached into this Minneapolis Freedom Fund and got him out of jail. Isn't that nice? Raping an 8-year-old girl. That's where some of their money went. They don't know where else it's being spent. That's just one example. Some of it used to get folks out that were arrested for, quote, protesting. Others not. Using those bail funds as however they state they want to use them. You want to contribute to anything that's going to release a guy who raped an 8-year-old girl? There's a new survey out. This is coming from the Pew Research Center dealing with support for BLM. This is a very interesting study, particularly when it involves support for BLM among minorities, at least some minorities. We're going to have that a little bit later before we wrap up the hour. But we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk about riot control. Rubber bullets, tear gas, pepper spray, effective. Is there a plus minus to using those? When and how should they be used? Are they being abused?
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
That's one of the nights in Portland, Oregon. The police saying this has been declared a riot. You must disperse. Otherwise, you must be realizing we will be using tear gas. Tear gas, rubber bullets, bean bags, pepper spray. Those are some of the tactics used now to disperse a large crowd that is out of control and causing violence. Is there a good reason, a good time to use those or not? No one wants live ammunition fired, right? But I'm going to give you some details because I always believe in giving you facts, even, quote, non-lethal, intended non-lethal items such as the gas, rubber bullets, bean bags have caused not only severe injuries, but death as well. What's the alternative? Let me go back to what we were discussing previously. Ronald Reagan as governor of California. anti-war protests started, one of them taking place on the University of California, Berkeley campus. Reagan said he saw the school as, quote, a haven for communist sympathizers, protesters, and sexual deviants. Those are the words of Governor Ronald Reagan at that point. The protests continued and were getting more violent and leading up to a particular event in 1969. Now, he was governor of California from 67 to 75, and of course in 81 became our 40th president. He had to deal with the rioting. He did not tell police to stand down, and in fact, he called out the media and others who supported the rioting. We're talking about rioting, not just protests. They were trying to cause violence and harm. Not all of them, but many were, and we were early stages of learning what do we do about crowd control with police. I want you to hear from Ronald Reagan. I think a lot of us are going to applaud a lot of it and what he has to say. And you might even laugh at the end of it. But I have to put it up against the foundation of what we now know about dealing with these riots and how to deal with them. Please listen.
Did you negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
University is a public institution.
That's right.
Important institution.
But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest.
I'm sick and tired of the argument about whether some effort to enforce law and order is going to escalate anything at all. Plain truth of the matter is this has to stop, and it has to stop like the day before yesterday. And it's going to be stopped, whatever it takes.
I was picketed a few days ago in California by some youngsters that had signs that said, "Make love, not war." Trouble is, they didn't look like they were capable of doing either.
That's another Reagan line. Pretty good. But on May 15, 69, at 4:30 in the morning, Reagan ordered the California Highway Patrol and Berkeley police officers into People's Park. Now, that was a formerly abandoned lot that had been turned into a park by volunteers, kind of like the Chaz Chop Zone we saw happen. Well, authorities had put up an 8-foot-tall chain-link fence to keep people out. As written by Rolling Stone in a June 14, 69 story calling it the Battle of People's Park, they began to talk about how it didn't take long for folks to begin protesting. 3,000 had joined in. "We want the park," marching down, estimates of 6,000. Reagan's chief of staff, Edwin Meese III at that time, called on the county to send reserves. Nearly 800 officers responded, dressed in riot gear, many with badges obscured to hide their identity. Now, this before doxing that we now had taking place. No internet at that point, obviously. They went after the protesters with nightsticks swinging, striking not only at the legs, the shoulders, the head, anything. And they fired tear gas canisters. And they fired double-aught buckshot at the crowd's backs as they were trying to escape. One student was shot and killed by police in that. 128 admitted to local hospitals. Reagan pressed on why such force. He said, and I quote, "It's very naive to assume that you should send anyone into that kind of conflict with a fly swatter." Listen, I'm a Reaganite. I am hard law enforcement order. And that was a different time, not making excuses. But using ammunition, live ammunition on a crowd, unless they're directly attacking and killing, and by attacking, I mean they're actually harming officers, I have a hard time justifying that. Well, what we now have is a lot of different ways. Rubber bullets were not invented at that time. They were not developed until late in the 70s. Actually, the British government started using them against the rioters in Northern Ireland. They can kill, blind, or maim for life, yet they're continuing to be used. A 2017 article in the British Medical Journalism found that 3% of those hit by rubber bullets died of the injuries. Other less lethal options would be bean bags, nylon sacks filled with lead shot. The rubber bullets are actually tipped with foam or sponge, paintball-like rounds that can contain chemical irritants. Velocity and range vary, but they can travel up to 200 miles per hour. And they're meant to disable threats and get folks to back up without killing. The intent is not to kill, but yes, make them hurt, make them turn back. One of the most recent Black Lives Matter events. Can't tell if I've got material all over the world. I can't tell if this one came from Minneapolis or Oakland. As many as 60 protesters suffered head wounds, bone fractures, blindness, traumatic brain injuries from such projectiles. There's an article USA Today talking about how one guy was there, and he said, I remember standing there with protesters facing off against Oakland officers. Next moment, he got fired, hit by a beanbag, fired from a 12-gauge shotgun, crashed in the left side of his head, fractured his skull, and a near-fatal brain injury. He's having to learn to re-walk again. And this article also dealt with what we saw in Ferguson. Use of rubber bullets, a pastor shot in the stomach. Two journalists say they were struck. Another protest in St. Louis, a man blinded in one eye, struck by a beanbag round. A pregnant woman suing after one of those rounds was fired through a passenger window of her car. She lost sight in one eye. Okay, you don't use that. What about the gas? Now, he said earlier that the Portland mayor said, I don't want gas used by the police. It is a fact in the Hague Conventions of 1899 and 1907, the use of dangerous chemical agents was outlawed in war. In warfare, under the Chemical Weapons Act Convention of 1993, signed by almost every country in the world, no use of gas. Banned on battlefields. Yet, it is still used when it comes to control a crowd. Be it called tear gas, pepper spray, various sprays, some similarities, some differences. Sometimes they could just blind, disorient, but sometimes they can cause additional health complications. But you have to come back to the issue. If you have a crowd that's out of control, a riot, I'm not talking about protesters going down the street, rioters who are looting. I would even step aside for looting. You want to loot? Okay. But when you start setting fires, now you're endangering more lives. And when you're directly attacking civilians or police, what are you going to do to stop such a crowd? You do not want to go to live weapons. These are the next best things we have at this point. I could justify using them in some cases. Some cases I could say I don't think it should have been. This is going to be a continuing battleground moving forward, because if we're going to see the left continue to ratchet up riots, not protest, you may have a view that you have what you think should or should not be done at this point, but wait until it falls in your neighborhood or catches you on a street as you're simply picking up a child at school and headed home and you're suddenly caught in one. What do you want police do to save you and your family? Much less if you are one of the officers on that front line. Added Mark's coming up.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-866-216-0797. 1-866-216-0797. That's 1-866-216-0797. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I want to make something clear, so let's go back to the subject of riot control. What are you going to do? If you were in a situation and you need your family protected, what do you want police to do? Step aside and just let them take you and your family and burn up your house and do what they want? I don't think so. And that has nothing to do with your color or anything else. It just has to be do with survival and protection of your family. And for the officers who stand on that front line when they're facing just protest, but suddenly they become a riot in directly attacking police or others and setting arson fires, which can end up costing a life, what do you need to do? At this time, rubber bullets, beanbag rounds, various gas, pepper, still is one way to do it, short of using lethal weapons. And you don't want to use lethal weapons. And I'm not condemning use of these other items. I just want you to know there is a reality that, yes, they can cause death and maim for life. I mentioned the use of tear gas. Under the Chemical Weapons Convention of 93, signed by almost every country in the world, it's banned on battlefields. Tear gas. We're not talking about phosphorus gas in World War I. We're not talking about sarin gas, not the gas we expected our troops might encounter when they went against Saddam Hussein. Tear gas. Debilitates you, make you cry, and you lose, you get disoriented, and you lose your will to fight, but it's not meant to kill you, although in some cases it might for some people, depending on their health. And then rubber bullets, not meant to kill, but they can kill. Blind or maim. Maybe it's a matter of preventing a riot to begin with by folks who can speak out against it. That means all of us. Peaceful protest, okay, but do not cross that line. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. I told you I'd tell you about a Pew Research Center survey that just out. Support for Black Lives Matter movement fallen since June, dropping more than 12 points over the past 3 months among non-black Americans. 55% of American adults said they did support BLM in September, compared to 67% who said the same thing in June. White American support fell the most, dipping from 60% in June to 45% in September. Hispanic American support for BLM decreasing from 77% to 66%. Asian American support dropping from 75% to 69%. Now, this poll coming 4 months after the death of George Floyd and how that went down. You look at it based upon politics, support for BLM among Republicans falling, and there were those supporting, still are, falling 37% in June to 16% in September. Support among Democrats remains high, but it's still decreasing from 92% to 88%. Support for demonstrations against police shootings, 61%, also dropping in June to 36%. As I said earlier, I mean, if you're going to take away supposedly what are intended to be non-lethal tools to stop riots, not protests, riots, what options are you going to have left? And anyone who says that, well, you just have to stand there and take it, then you must not be in law enforcement. You must not have a loved one or a member of the National Guard that's been sent into such an event, or a federal agent who's now been pulled out and stuck on the front line to deal with some groups coming at them. The discipline it requires for those to stand on the line and not do anything except on orders. If you remember in Ferguson, there was one police officer who got pulled aside because he lost his cool. He went after some of the people. On one hand, you want to condemn and say you didn't follow the code, you did not do what you're supposed to. On the other hand, it could be understandable. You might even say, I wouldn't do that. Well, let's put you in that situation and see how you would do it. But what we need more than anything else is let's stop the rioting. Let's say, make it clear, we're not going to be involved, we're not going to support it. And the Democrats need to take the lead in that. They've got to take the lead because they've been silent for too long. Let me quote another Democrat. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. JFK, President Kennedy. If you have family and friends, you think that they should hear this last couple segments dealing with this riot control and dealing with it and projectiles and how they're used and are abused or what's the best way, Quentin will be posting it at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Encourage them. Send it. Share it. We'll see you Monday. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.